I began the discussion with, last time regarding the golden age of the Jews in Spain, which is roughly the 10th, 11th, and 12th centuries. I want to qualify certain terminology so that we understand what is really involved. When we speak of the golden age of the Jews in Spain, you should not think of it as a time of unrelieved good and prosperity for the Jews. That was not the case. Nor should you think of it as a time when Jews were free and safe from persecution. That also is not true. It's a golden age in a relative sense, relative to the treatment of the Jews by the Christians in France and the Rhineland during that time. In other words, if you'll compare the treatment of the Jews by the Muslims in Spain with the treatment of the Jews by the Crusaders in France, then the Jews in Spain lived in a golden age. But if you'll compare the golden age, let us say, to American Jewry today, then it is far from being a golden age. American Jews would find it hard to adapt in any way, shape, or form to the problems that beset the Jewish community in Spain in the 10th, 11th, and 12th centuries. The problems were based upon certain political and economic realities that, and religious realities that I want to discuss with you for a few moments. Spain, during most of its time under Muslim rule, did not have what we would call a strong central government. Originally, when the Berbers and the Moors came north from North Africa and crossed the Straits of Gibraltar and controlled Spain, there was an emperor by the name of Abdul El Rahman, which means the servant of God. Rahman is like we have the word Rahmono in the Gemara as a reference to God, the All-Merciful, a servant of the All-Merciful. And he was able to unite what is 60 or 65% of the Spanish peninsula under his rule. But the custom among the Arabs, even today, being our true cousins, they are a very fractious group of people. They like chaos. It is what in Western eyes is seen as inefficient or chaotic, in the eyes of the Arabs is seen as courteous, as necessary, as the way life should be carried on. And because of that, the Western world has always had a great deal of difficulty dealing with the Arab world, with the Muslim world generally, but the Arab world particularly, simply because the definitions of good, of efficient, of government, of economy, just they don't line up, they don't match. To the Arab world, corruption in government is not an evil. Corruption in government is a definition of government. The Western world, it also may be a definition of government, but it's an evil definition. And every so often we have a crusading DA that comes in and cleans it out for a while. The Arabs don't understand the crusading DA. The dream, the Arab dream that has always been present of having one pan-Arabic state which would stretch from the Atlantic on the west to the Indian Ocean on the east and cover all of the territory inhabited by the Arabs, that dream has never been close to reality because it goes against their way of life and their definition of government. This man, Abdul El Rahman, for instance, controlled two-thirds of Spain. He then proceeded to give away little pieces of it to his friends, to